Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you?
I'm holding on.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do.
Yes, ma'am.
How is everything with you and Dr. Scott now?
Well, I know all is well.
Okay. Yeah, well, I talked to Sandra earlier. We got little break down here until Monday, and she said she was going to try to get on your line tonight, but then again, she got her church line tonight, too.
Well, I can certainly understand that.
I talked to her about an hour ago. I talked to her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, about an hour ago, and I told her, I surprised, I called her home because Sandra bad, Mixie batted me. Stay on the go.
I don't know what's wrong, why this program is not on. It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And a couple minutes after.
Yeah. Let me call you right back. I don't know what's going on.
Okay,
well,
I'll be right here.
This clock here got 6:59. This one got 7.
All right.
And she's not announcing anything. Usually she announces. Just wait a second, see what
happens.
Okay,
I'll hang up and be right here.
Okay, dear. All right. Bye-bye. Man, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on, but to God be the glory for the things that he has done. I'm told by the radio station that we're already live into the program. I could not hear the announcement and what was going on. So we thank God for Jesus tonight, and we thank Jesus for his blood. I am so grateful that I have Christ in my life. He died and he rose again just for you and me. I'm telling you, you are the part of the cross. I need to just pause for a brief moment. Just don't hang up. Stay right there. I need to bring in Mother Janie. Just 1 second, please.
Hello?
Amen. Praise God. You are live, and it is time for you to take off.
Hello?
You are live, Mother.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody that's on the virtual line. I would like to say hi to Pastor Patricia, and I want her to know that God is in control.
Yes.
God is still in control.
You better say so.
And I tell you, Pastor Patricia, on Sunday, we went to Pastor Reverend Hodges' retirement, and I sang a song, one of his favorite songs, and the speaker there said, you know one thing, he said, we have next on the program Mother Janie Lennon, and I sang the song, he already done what he said he'll do. And the speaker said, you know one thing, we have about 10 ministers out here. And Mother Janie, since you done sang that song, I think each one of them want to grab their Bible and preach. God already done what he say he could do. But tonight, I want to say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can nobody do me like Jesus? He's my friend. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. No, he picked me up and he turned me around. Picked me up and he turned me around. Picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. You know he healed my body. Tell me to live on. Heal my body. Tell me to live on. Heal my body. Tell me to live on. He's my friend. You know he saved my soul. Tell me to run on. Save my soul. Tell me to run on. Save my soul. Tell me to run on. He's my friend. I'm saying nobody, nobody. Oh, nobody, nobody. Oh, nobody, no, nobody. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. You know he picked me up and he turned me around. Picked me up and he turned me around. Picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. I'm saying nobody, nobody. Oh, nobody, no, nobody. He's my friend. And Jesus is already here. Jesus, he is already here. Can't you feel his spirit already here? All you got to do is open up your heart. Jesus is already here. Oh, Jesus, already here. Can't you feel his spirit already here? All you got to do is open up your heart. Jesus is already here. Jesus, already here. Can't you feel his spirit already here? All you got to do is open up your heart. Jesus is already here. In the morning, he's already here. Can't you feel his spirit already here? All you got to do is open up your heart, 'cause Jesus is already here. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We thank Mother always. Last week we missed Mother. She wasn't able to be with us due to a threatening storm that I don't believe materialized. And we thank God for the power of prayer. Many times we can ask God to turn things away, and he does. He do that for us. And then if he doesn't do it, he's still God, and we're still going to tell him thank you. That's one thing over the course of my years knowing about Jesus, that I have learned to say thank you. No matter what it looked like, I say thank you. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy. That's what the scriptures say. God is worthy to be praised. I tell you, I get my testimony tonight telling you that when I talked to you all on last Wednesday night, my husband was doing good. We had a great praise report. But somewhere in the courts last Sunday night, he had to be rushed to the hospital and put back on the ventilator, and I began to cry out in the emergency room, God, no, God, no, God, no, not that thing again. He had aspirated, so the lung was just so very weak. The ER doctor felt that it was best to put him on the ventilator, and I just couldn't see that happening again. So I began to cry out to God, saying, God, no, God, no. And then I called my pastor after 3 a.m. or so, and I said, Pastor, and she knew it was an emergency with me calling that time of the morning, but I just felt so all alone. And yet we know that we have God. We know God promised never to leave us or to forsake us, but there are times when our flesh needs company of the flesh. Oh, my spirit man was fine, but my flesh was hurting and it was weak at that point, so I called for someone that I knew had strength enough to bring me through, and she began to pray. Very simplistically, not a whole long, drawn-out prayer. She wasn't screaming and yelling at God. She just said, God, give her strength. So quietly, she was saying, give her strength, God. Strengthen her now, God. She needs you. And as she was doing that, I listened to what she was asking on my behalf, asking God to give me strength. I began to say, yes, Lord, yes, God, I welcome your strength. Welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. And I tell you, I got rid of the cake and the candles because I was having a pity party in the flesh. And I said to the pastor, I said, Pastor, I'm fine. I'm going to be all right. I said, because the doctor could have came in and said, we lost him. We weren't able to save him. But all he said was, he is on the ventilator, and he's going to ICU. But I tell you, while I sat there in that emergency room, once I got my strength and got myself together to begin to thank God for his goodness and his benefit, I saw him. When he began to breathe on his own, God let me see that. And I said to the nurse, I said, he's breathing. She said, that's the machine. And I'm saying, God, I know what you're showing me. I am a seer. And God, I see this. So she went out. And the other nurse came in about 10 minutes later. I said, nurse, he's breathing. She says, oh, no, he's on the ventilator. That's what you see. I said, wow, that's not what I see. I see him breathing. I said, I don't care what you say. He's not going to be on this thing long. And sure enough, when the ICU nurse came down to get him, to take him back up to ICU, when they allowed me to come in to his room, God had performed another miracle. Another miracle God had performed. God is using these messages to encourage you, oh woman, oh man. Grab a hold of your faith. God want to move mightily in your life, but you will not surrender. You want the blessing, but you don't want the blesser. My God, today. You don't want to live totally for God. You just want the benefits, the blessings that he has in the palm of his hand, but you don't want to shout and live totally for God. The songwriter, Institutional Church of God in Christ, growing up, J.C. White, Bishop now, wrote a song, I want to live so God can use me anytime and anywhere. I tell you, they took him off of the ventilator and put him on BiPAP. I said, where is the ventilator? And the nurse said to me, it was a male nurse, he said, I took him off. He was breathing. I know what I saw, but they couldn't accept that. Because they knew for sure that it was the machine. But I knew my Redeemer liveth. And because he lived, he made it possible. Because he lived. You wonder how I'm making it? I'm making it because Jesus lives. Oh, this is Easter, where he died and he rose again. Just for you. And me, I don't know why he loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. Aren't you glad he left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption story? Jesus died, but he rose again just for you and me. Ah, I'm glad. Yes, I am. I'm so glad he did. My husband is still in the hospital, and that's where he needs to be until that lung began to get the strength that it needs to survive outside of the hospital. He's been in there now over a week, and I'm grateful to God for the things that he has done and is doing for him as well as for me and for you. God hasn't forgotten you. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. Whether you went from the bedroom to the kitchen, he started you on your way. He is still allowing the breath that he breathed into your nostril to still work. They have a song that said the blood still works. Well, the breath that God gave you still works. You're alive. And because you're alive, there's hope. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Is tomorrow always sweet? No. Tomorrow brings me some better days ahead. But I take better No. I'm not going to do like they say when life gives you lemonade, lemons, take and make lemonade. No, when life deals you bitter, take the bitter and make the better. Because you got a God who knows it all. You got a God who died. I'm talking about his son, Jesus. And he got up out of the grave, declaring all power is in his hand. I tell you, who wouldn't want to be connected to a God like this? Ah, yes, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Nobody can die for you but Jesus. Jesus died for you. And I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. I'm excited tonight because I love Jesus. Yes, I give honor to God. Haven't you heard me giving honor to God? I got on here giving honor to God. Not in caught up in the formality. Well, first I give honor to God. I don't have to do that. I can just start telling you about his goodness and who he is and what he's done for me. I'm giving honor to him right then. No man, he said, shall have my glory. I'm giving God the honor when I tell somebody that he's still working miracles. Huh? I'm telling somebody, man can do a lot of things, but he can't do a miracle. God gave him knowledge to create the computer, the telephone, all of these things that we enjoy, and they help us. Ah, but they can't create a miracle. Who can take dirt and make a world? And I don't care where you go, whether you go to China, Russia, Indonesia. I don't care where you go, France, Italy. I don't care where you go. There's dirt. There is dirt. Oh, the desert is dry. It's got a lot of sand, but there is still dirt in the desert. Wow. God worked a miracle. He took nothing and created everything. He made the mountain. He made the seas. He made the land. He made the trees. God did it. He made you and me. God did it. But because of sin, Jesus was with God in the beginning. If you know the Bible at all, when you read Genesis, when God said, he said, let us make that. Who did you think he was talking to? The tree? He was talking to his son, Jesus. But because of sin, this is an Easter message, because of sin, Jesus chose to die. Father, prepare me a body. Let me leave from the spiritual side of me and take on our human flesh. So when God was in agreement with him, he sent his son to a virgin called Mary. She knew not a man. She was pure in her body. She was pure in her mind. She was pure in her heart. She was worthy to carry the word of God. And you got preachers who don't like women preachers, women pastors, when the women were the ones who God chose to carry the word. Mary carried the word. In the beginning, beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Mary carried the Word, a woman. God was God. He didn't have to do that. He could have just said, and Jesus would have came forth in the flesh like he did you and I. But no, he did it his way. He did it in a way that you could not argue the point. He was born of a virgin. The prophets talked about him coming, and folk don't like prophets either. They like fortune tellers. The psychics. They even like Dr. Prophet. But they shy away from a prophet of Jesus Christ. But Jesus came to earth to redeem us back to his Father, because we were lost because of sin. You don't have to spend your eternity in hell because Jesus made the difference. He gave you a choice. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. God be God, serve God. Serve him fully. Not just Sunday morning for 2 hours. My church is I think we're in there 5, sometimes 6 hours. But we have a deliverance ministry. People come hurting. People come with their rakes, and they want to rake in all that they can rake in from God. So we are there a little lengthy. But that same door that brought you in will take you out before the benediction. If you have to leave, excuse yourself and go on. But you know, when you love God like that, you're not even looking at the clock. Matter of fact, you're not even hungry. You're enjoying Jesus in such a way so you're okay with it. Because you look forward to spending Sunday with Jesus. We don't need an afternoon program at my church. We have one every Sunday. Because we go in at 9 and come out at 3, 4 o'clock. We got out early Sunday, 1:30. 1:30, excuse me, I did not shut my phone off. But to God be the glory. I will shut it off now. But listen, we were out at 1:30, Palm Sunday. Didn't quite know what to do with ourselves. We got out so early. That's early for us. Mm-hmm. That's early for us at Grace and Mercy. But we gave God the praise and the glory and the honor for his goodness to us. How about you? What are you planning to do with your Easter? What are you planning on doing with your Easter? The Christ rose just for you. He died. You was a part of the cross. He said, well, how was I part of the cross? I wasn't born then, Pastor Benjamin. No, but you see, while he was on the cross, I and you were on his mind. If I don't endure this cross, this bitter cross, bitter will not be granted. Oh, bless his name. This is a bitter cup. Jesus said, let this cup pass from me. It was a bitter cup for you and me. But he took the bitter cup and turned it into better. You don't have to go through what you go through without Jesus. He is nigh unto your call. He wants to save you. He wants to give you the benefits of the cross. He wants to save you because of Calvary. It's possible. He took the bitter cup and gave us better out of the bitter. He died just for you and for me so that we don't have to spend our eternity in a burning hell. The devil. Jesus got up with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. As the kids would say, duh, there's a bad Jesus. He accomplished that through the cross. Somebody said, so I'll cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the rugged cross till my trophy I'll lay down. Yes, I'll cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I feel the anointing of God going through my body right now. When I think about the cross, that Jesus shed his blood for me, innocent Jesus, sinless Jesus, didn't have to do it, but he said, I lay down. No man take it. No man take my life. But I lay down my life for my friends. Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. The wonderful counselor. The mighty God. The Prince of Peace. Jesus. Glory to God. My husband wanted to get on the call tonight. He said, what time are we going on the air? I said, I'm going at 7. He says, well, I need to call in. I said, no, because I didn't want him to be on with me and fall asleep and start snoring and I couldn't get him off. But he's thinking about the broadcast. He's not laying there saying, why did this happen to me? But he's trying to give God the praise. He said, well, I can call in myself. I said, no, it's okay, dear. Soon you'll be back on with us. Not thinking about I'm lying here with one side of me not strong enough to work. But he's thinking about the gospel, Jesus Christ. And he said to me, Patricia, I said, what is it, Gregory? He said, what would have happened if Peter had to walk the water? But he got scared, and he started to say, he said, Peter was really walking the water. I said, when Jesus tell you to come, all things are possible through him. All things are possible through him. Jesus I'm talking about. He's talking about Peter, my husband. laying in the hospital talking about Peter. Oh, bless his name. And some of you have the activities of your limbs, and we cannot get you to even quote a scripture, not even give it a thought. Peter walked the water. My God, today, I'm grateful, and so is he. God will do it again, just like he said he would. My time is running close here. Already past the half hour. Didn't want to keep you all long tonight, but you know, I say that every week. I think my sister reminded me and said, well, you said you was going to get off early, but you kept on going. Yes, the Lord had need to get something else out to someone else that may not have been on the broadcast, but when they go into the archive, it'll be there what they need. Jesus died, and he rose again just for. I know people talk about, well, the church is always full for Easter. So what? At least you're acknowledging by entering into a place of worship, a house of God, that you know what? I may not come but once a year, but I'm acknowledging the fact that Jesus is real. Jesus lived. He bled. He died. And he's alive forevermore. That's what you're doing. Don't let anybody stop you from going to church Easter Sunday morning. I don't care. Well, did he really die and get up in 3 days? Point is, he got up. You do the math. He said, I'm getting up from here. I'm not staying here. I'm going to accomplish what I came to accomplish, and then I'm going back home with my father. But I'm making a pathway for you to get to my father, because without me, you cannot get through to my father. Somebody better let me tell you. Without Jesus, it's impossible to get to God. Jesus is the mediator between man and God. When God looked at us full of sin, Jesus picked up the slack, said, I'll fix it. Adam failed you, but I won't. The cross may be hard to bear, but I won't fail you, Father. Jesus felt like God had forgotten him. He said, why have thou forsaken me? That's just how bitter the sins of us were on him in the cup. But Jesus took that bitter cup. And he made it better for you and I. You and I have a right now to the tree of life because Jesus made it possible. Jesus paid it all. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid the debt he did not owe. I needed someone to wash my sins away. But now I can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, Jesus paid the debt he did not owe. I owed a debt that I could not pay. But Jesus loved me so much, and I wasn't even born yet. But he knew I would be born into this sinful world, and that I would need a Savior if I chose to let him be my Savior. He wouldn't have it to be that, hey, God, I came here, but you didn't leave a way of escape for me. Now I have no choice. I've got to go to hell because I had no one to stand in the gap for me, to forgive me of my sins and my transgressions. God, I had no one. So Jesus said, Patricia's coming. He knew my name would be Patricia. And he said, I got to take this bitter cup and turn it to better so that Patricia can call on my name and have her sins forgiven. And that she can be made whiter than snow. And when she messes up after I clean her up and she falls down again into sin, I'll reach. I'll reach way down if I have to. Jesus, if he has to reach way down, Jesus will pull you up out of your sin. If he has to reach way down, he'll pull you up out of your sin. If you don't, can be pulled out. David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Sin has left its crimson stain, but Jesus washed me white as snow. Woo. I feel good tonight. Jesus paid it all. Woo. All to him I owe. Let me just give you a minute. Let me just read from Mark's Gospel, the 16th chapter. You all can write these scriptures down and go back in your leisure and read them in its entirety. But I'm starting Mark 16:6. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. I'm sure somebody was saying, what? Said what? When? Okay, I'm going to tell you when. He is not here. What? As we say, shut up, girl. Yeah, he's not here. Behold, the place where they lay him. So now you got to go see. Seeing is believing. So now I got to go look. Because for some reason, I must not have taken him serious when he said, you destroyed this body, but I'll be back in 3 days. Ain't no big deal. I'll be back in 3 days. With all power. And a set of keys. Oh, bless his name. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. You have to be reminded, he already told you he wouldn't be here when you came seeking for him. Why couldn't you believe that? Or did you go look just so that I would know that he wasn't there? And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. God, today. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. That Mary is so happy to be free of the devil. Honey, she ain't no joke. Mary Magdalene, I'm talking about. He shows up to her first, that you know. I tell you, she got some clout. Jesus showed up to her first. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. That's the church, folks. Not believing God, not taking God at his word, or not taking Jesus at his word. Jesus said, what was so hard about that? Well, you walking with Jesus and don't believe, that's some of you. You go to church every Sunday, go on Tuesday night, go on Wednesday night, and don't believe nothing in this Bible. Don't believe nothing, he said, because your life signifies that. You don't believe God is able. You don't believe God raised Lazarus. Or you say, okay, well, he did Lazarus, but who else? Well, I say he raised Gregory Scott from the grave. He died. God brought him back. God is still working miracles. Jesus is still working miracles. Jesus said, I am my Father one. So when I say God, I'm talking about Jesus too. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, this is somebody that got saved, y'all, truly saved. She got rid of them devils, seven of them. She was still saved. But Jesus rose, this woman was still saved. She was believing that he was the Christ. She was believing that anybody that can get seven devils out of me, I can believe in him. Nothing like that has ever been done, never been heard, never heard of. He was alive and had been seen of her. Believe not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believing they there. See, the hardest people in the world to believe that God can do anything but them is those that walk with him. The disciples, they just said, you know, Thomas didn't believe. Thomas said, until I touch his nail scorned hand. Until I thrust my hand in the side where that pierced him inside, I won't believe it. But these are the men who walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, saw him create and do mighty miracles, but yet they couldn't believe. Why? Because he was stricken the plan. Well, let's leave Luke's gospel alone, Mark's gospel alone, and let's go to right quick, and then I'm going to close with this. Let's go to Isaiah's gospel. Isaiah's gospel says, thank you, Jesus. I gotta get my light right. Oh, bless his name. Just hold on. A change is coming. We didn't get on at 7. I don't know what happened, but however, God allowed us to get on. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to Isaiah. Somebody come on. Let's go to Isaiah's gospel. I'm trying to scroll back to Isaiah. You all keep praying now. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Let's start at verse 3. Let's see what verse 3 is talking about. Ooh, okay. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. You see why it happened? It wasn't about him. It wasn't about God the Father. It was about you. That's what happened to him. He did it for you. And yet you just take it for granted. Just take it lightly. You created yourself and the whole world is yours. But not so. But he was wounded. Verse 5, circling. But he was wounded for our transgressions. That's you. He was bruised for our iniquities. That's you. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. That's me. And with his stripes they beat him. We are healed. That's what happened on Calvary. They beat him. He took it for you. He took it for me. He didn't have to. He could call his angels and they would have shut it all down. But he thought more of you than he did his own self. Not only did he think more of you and I, but he thought more of his Father, because he didn't want to disappoint his Father like Adam, who God gave everything. You men ought to get a stick and beat the ground, because you wouldn't be working now. Everything you need, God put it in the garden. Everything I needed, God put it in the garden. Adam, being the strong man, followed behind his wife Eve and caused a problem for all of us. It would have been all right if Eve had just, well, it wouldn't have been all right, but if Eve had just sinned, okay, you could kind of work with that a little bit. But Adam, God said, Adam, I made you the stronger one. You men don't have any right to let your wife be in charge of what you should be doing. You're supposed to be the head. She shouldn't have to be the head. God made her the weaker vessel. But, you know, sin messed you up. Adam sinned. Now Jesus had to die just for you and me. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. I want you all to have a good Easter. Go to church. Give God the glory. If you don't have a new outfit, buy one. Shucks. Everything became new when Jesus died and got up. Everything, the whole world changed when Jesus got up off the grave. Go and get you a new outfit, a new tie, a new shirt. If you're a man, if you came by a new suit, get a new shirt, new tie. Get some new socks. You women, came by a new dress, get a hat. Can't get a hat, get some new stockings. Get some new earrings. If that's not the cheapest you can buy, go buy you some new earrings. You're celebrating the newness when Jesus got up out of the grave. The earth was just dark. When Jesus died, just a blackness came. But my God, when he got up, Lordy be, everything, the sun was shining bright. When Jesus got up, life is worth the living because my Savior lives. Go to church. Don't feel bad. You haven't been all year. Go saying your representation at the house of God on Easter Sunday and saying, you know what? I believe that story that Jesus died and he rose again. I believe that. So I'm going where the peculiar people hang out. And the peculiar people are the ones that be in church this Sunday. They don't let nothing stop them from getting there. Think about those that have a desire to be there and can't be. I thank God for television. I thank God for radio. It brings us together with God. Those of you that have bereavedness in your family, Jesus lives. He'll give you the strength you need. You need a job, everything you need, God's got it. Need a new house, God's got that too. Everything you need, need a new car, God's got that too. Need money, God's got that too. Grandson got to go to court. Granddaughter, children being taken from her, God got that situation too. Everything you need, God's got it. To God be the glory. Until this time next week, it's been my pleasure to be with the saints one more time. I believe I have Donnie Kirkin up here, McKirkin, or somebody is getting ready to sing something. I don't know who it is. But we'll see what we got. If I don't like what's coming up, I'll get rid of it. Well, we'll just listen to whatever he's playing on his piano. Donnie McKirkin is singing, I Don't Know Why Jesus Loved Me. Isn't that something? Come on, Donnie, sing the song. You all have a happy, prosperous, blessed Easter. And let Easter live in you 24/7. Remember, he took the bitter cup and turn it into a better cup just for you.
Good God, help me. I keep forgetting this is Sunday and I'm a preacher. In the middle of my trials, in the the middle of my trouble, after being raped at 8 years old, I heard this song, hallelujah. After being destroyed emotionally, psychologically, another man, hallelujah, in October of 1971. And he came to the church I was a member of, hallelujah. He had no clue that just 3 years before I had been so badly raped. And all I knew is that I had to see this one night. And I sat on the front row, and they sang, I'm the constant disciple, sang in Jamaica, Queens, New York. And a little New York boy at 11 years old waited at the end of the concert for him to come out of the pastor's office. Hallelujah. Sitting on the front row with the lights out in the church, waiting for the door to open. And he came out of the office. He came out of the office and he saw a little boy sitting on the front row. Anybody else would have just patted me and kept on walking because they had another gig. But this one man, Andre Clark, stopped and said, hey, little guy. How are you? I said, I'm fine. He said, what are you doing here? I said, waiting for you. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me. I'm not gonna cry, dude. We're waiting for you. He said, I'll be born again. A grown man is asking an 11-year-old. He's evangelizing an 11-year-old. Are you born again? I said, yes, sir. He said, I'm born again too. I'm born again at 9. I said, no. He said, did you sing and play the piano? I said, no. He said, I didn't either, but my father laid his hands on me when I was 11. God gave me the gift. I said, well, my father can't lay his hands on me because he's not born again. Now they're talking to me. They said, do you mind if I lay my hands on you? Sandra, you were there that night. Wherever you are in this room, you were there. And Andre Clark laid his hands on my head. I just prayed a simple prayer. God, give him what you gave to me. That's how I learned how to play the piano. After he prayed for me, God gave me the gift of the piano. That's how I learned how to sing. After he prayed for me, because Marvin Wine said this, Marvin Wine, my pastor Marvin Wine said, if the anointing is genuine, it's two things. It's tangible and transferable. Oh, I wish I had some believers in this room. I'm trying my best not to do it, but CeCe just set me on fire. And I'm really, and I know this is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thank you for letting the gospel come in here tonight. But I want to tell you something. There would be no rock and roll without gospel. I'm telling you, this is Sunday. I'm a pastor. I will preach to these people. We're here. No, come on with the music. You guys, come on with the music. What's wrong with you? I'm about to do that. And God. Oh, somebody throw me a bottle of water real quick. Come on, give me some water. Can't you see I'm thirsty? How can somebody see your thirst? But one of the first songs that Andre wrote when he was 14 years old. Hallelujah. Everybody's been singing in their church ever since. Hallelujah. And you say, the blood that Jesus shed for me. Oh, I did. Church, y'all. Come on.
Anybody here before down there? Oh, Thank you.